So generally speaking, how did the economy fare over the weekend?
Well, I think there's some real positivity coming up, right? The release of the restrictions means it's the opportunity for people to get back out, to actually engage in commerce and general economic activity and not be sort of contained and confined to their homes. This is essential for sort of restarting and getting us back to normal.
Absolutely. And also, you know, some of those restrictions meant that some businesses could reopen again, which was, you know, if anything else, just nice to see. But one of the main concerns at the moment is how the Aussie-China trade war that's seen bans on Aussie beef and possibly barley this week. I mean, how's that going to hit us?
So this is actually a very interesting problem, and it's potentially a good opportunity for Australia. The relationship between Australia and China has been ingrained and been very important for essentially the past 10, 15 years as a primary trading partner. Some could say that the Australia deal was not the actual trade deal was not so good for Australia in terms of limiting its potential trading partners. And so maybe this is an opportunity to revisit that in terms of seeking other potential trading partners, getting better prices and opening up the economy for a more global participation.
I mean, obviously that's challenging at the moment with everyone being hit, you know, in such a big way. But I mean, looking globally, how are we faring in comparison to the rest of the world?
So again, Australia has a very unique situation in the sense that it has done such an incredible job in terms of containing the virus spread relative to pretty much every other country except for New Zealand. In terms of not only total cases, but obviously total deaths. And so when it comes to opening the economy, they actually face a greater risk per se than other countries because the threat of the what we call the second wave, which is what everyone is so concerned about, is going to be greater for Australia. So, for example, in the U.S., because the U.S. was never able to contain the virus, in essence, there will never be a second wave because it's just spread throughout the country.
Right.
And so the U.S. essentially has to live through it. Australia will always have this sort of perpetual fear. What happens if it comes back? Because having to go back down to lockdown, unless, of course, it's so, we have the ability to track and trace and really isolate it versus some sort of community spread, then we're going to be in very, very good shape. But that fear is always going to be there.
And some have said that if we go back into lockdown, then the economy will be hit harder than when we originally went in. What do you think about that?
Yeah, there's this balancing act that the government is playing, and essentially global economies are playing in terms of the amount of money that is being put into the system to sustain businesses, to sustain people. And we want to be able to pull back from that. We want to be able to be producing and generating an economy that's got very limited government involvement. Having to go back onto lockdown restriction, especially going into the winter months, may extend that probability even further. And so that is why making sure opening the economy up slowly, really having strong track and trace programs, really isolating any potential outbreaks is of critical, critical importance. So it has to be done in a very stepwise, segmented fashion, right? We target the right kinds of businesses to open back up, make sure we get through that sustained period with limited transmission, hopefully no more new cases, and then you can start to see the evolution come back into where we're finally opening it up to things where we can have more than 10, 15, 20 people gathered in one spot in an enclosed area.
We're at a very, very important time. Like, this is kind of, you know, the breaking point, it almost could be. James, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Always, Alex. Thank you for having me on.